Iowa State's a very good offensive team. To hold them to 36% field goal shooting. I thought Wes Flanagan, Chad Pruitt, that team did a really nice job with the scout. We tried to impact him as best we could in ball screens. The fact that his number of shots got limited, Isaac Okoro, Samir Dowdy, obviously did a terrific job defensively on him. So I thought we had a good game plan, and I thought those two guards did a terrific job executing. But to hold a good offensive team to 36% is solid. That's how you win. Not happy with the number of offensive rebounds they had. Not happy with the number of turnovers that we had. Not happy with the way we closed the game out with some bad decisions. But we'll, you know, obviously, you know, hopefully learn from it and sharpen up a little bit. I think it was important for Auburn to hold serve at home. We were the home team here, so we're supposed to win this one. We did a couple years ago, 2 years ago when we went to TCU. We were a pretty big underdog and had a great win for the SEC, and that matters a lot to me. That Auburn's not holding the league down any longer in men's basketball.
The three-point barrage there in the first half, what went into that?
Well, I thought the pace was really good. You know, I thought we were getting really good inside-out looks. Obviously, it was great to see D'Angelo get comfortable. You know, when Anthony McLemore's making shots, things really open up for us offensively. So you have two bigs there make six threes. I don't care what you're running. Your offense is going to run better. You know, Isaac Okoro is still the nightmare matchup, inside and out. I thought Javon and Samir and Isaac did a really good job getting downhill and getting to the rim and turning corners. And that's a big part of our offense, and I thought we finished at the rim better today.
How big of a difference was Austin Wiley defensively for you? And when he was on the court and when he was off the court, you seemingly lost a little bit of something there.
Well, I thought Austin was really good in ball screen defense. You know, their strategy was to try to, you know, pull him away, you know, from the basket. And I thought he engaged in the ball screen. Austin is faster, quicker, more athletic than he himself realizes sometimes. And so we have tried to get him to play more like a forward defensively and less like a center. I also thought he had great impact at the rim when they turned corners. You know, blocking shots, changing shots. I thought he was a big factor for us in there.
Reaction to the announcement that the game day is going to be here?
Yeah, we're very excited about it. I had an idea a couple days ago, but it wasn't cement. Felt like maybe we needed, you know, I don't know. I think they announced it before the game, in fact. I kind of thought like we had to win the game to be in position, but... It's great for Auburn. It's great for our university. It's great for our community. All eyes of college basketball will be in Auburn, Alabama next Saturday. It's pretty cool. We got to go to Ole Miss first on Tuesday. I promise you that'll have my complete and undivided attention, my focus, because we lost to them twice last year. So it's obviously been a tough matchup for us. And then Kentucky's really good. I think Kentucky and LSU, the way it looks to me, right now the two best teams in our league. Kentucky was picked there. LSU was picked in the top 4 or 5. So they're right where they're supposed to be. Just got to keep getting better.
I think Isaac scored 11 of the last 13 points. He was able to get to the rim pretty easily at times there. Have you ever had a player, particularly a wing, that can just get to the rim at will like that one?
You know, not quite like Isaac, but Clay Tucker, who is a graduate manager for me. And I don't know that we've talked much about Clay because he came in mid-semester this year. But he'd be a great story. He was a Horizon League Player of the Year for me in a league with Butler. and we won championships. Got to the NCAA tournament. He's had a great professional career. He's going to be a really good coach. He played that three spot. And so Clay's done a good job. He has spent a lot of time with Jamal, a lot of time with D'Angelo, Anthony, just rebounding for them. There are limitations sometimes what those grad assistants can do. But just their presence in the gym is important.
Bruce, you guys are up by 14 points with under 3 minutes left. What sort of happened down the stretch?
Well, they scored downhill, made some shots. We didn't take care of the ball. We made some really bad decisions. And it could have cost us.
This was Samir's best scoring performance since December. How much did he push through the past few weeks, and what has it done for him that he was able to have a good game?
I mean, I think Samir's one of our leaders, and he's from Philadelphia, so you know he's going to talk the talk. And if you're going to talk it, you got to walk it. And Samir's the first one to step up and, you know, say yeah. He took on the challenge defensively, and he obviously was a little bit more aggressive on the offensive end. But again, I would like him to shoot a better percentage than 5 for 13. I'd like to shoot a better percentage than 1 for 6 from 3. I'm glad he got the 6 rebounds and played and 5 assists and, you know, did that. But he can play better. He needs to play better for us to beat the best teams on our schedule.
Is it comforting at least to see him be able to have that kind of impact on the game even when he's not shooting as well?
It is. I rely on Samir defensively. My job as coach is to get them to play the way they're capable of playing. And I'd say that in some cases that's happening, in some cases it's not. The good news is if we can get there, we can get better. If we don't, we won't beat the best teams in our schedule. That's that simple.
Samir, I guess what was it like to come out shooting the three like after a few struggling games?
I shot 1 for 6. I still was struggling.
The team in total to see you guys shoot better.
That's definitely good. I don't know how many we've made 10 threes. I mean, that's pretty good. I don't know how many we was making before then, but I mean, we got the win, so that's all that really matters.
Both guys late in the game. You guys were up by 14 with under 3 minutes, and they cut to 5. What was going on there, do you think?
They were just getting to their spots. They was calling great play calls. They was getting their drivers to the rim, and they was finishing baskets. They was getting a lot of offensive rebounds off their misses. So, I mean, against any team, that's going to hurt.
How important was it for both of you guys to stay in front of Halliburton and sort of slow him down?
It was very important, you know, just slowing him down. Coach told us if he's not playing good, you know, the team's not winning. So, you know, just slowing him down is just the main part of the game.
Isaac, you had quite a role there down the stretch to keep a double-digit lead. What were you doing to get so many good looks so close to the basket?
I mean, my teammates were just getting involved. Like Samir just in transition, just finding me, you know, just getting me open shots, you know, me just being aggressive, just going to the rim and trying to get to the free throw line.
We also knew they had problems guarding Isaac at the end of the game, so everybody wanted the ball in his hands. And when one of our players hot, we're going to get him the basketball. And he was rolling at the time, so we decided the foul that was out there on the court to get Isaac the basketball in any type of way. Transition, half court.
Samir, what is it about Isaac that allows him to finish so well when he drives
him through? I don't know. When he first got here, I was saying, like, he's probably one of the best finishers I ever met or, like, witnessed in person. But, I mean, he worked on his game all day, every day, so that's no surprise. The things that he do is no surprise because of his work ethic. He's in the gym more than anybody, so that's probably why he's a good finisher.
And Samir, how do you feel like this team has sort of bounced back from the 2 losses last week, especially with your offensive spacing, your passing, your assists, that type of thing?
We was focusing on those things, focusing on making the extra passes, focusing on finishing around the rim, and everybody going to go through those phases when we're losing games. We lost 2 games. We didn't get discouraged. We just regrouped and found out what was working for us and try to improve on those things and stay away from the things that was making us lose the games.
You guys have had some rough starts to games lately. Today was different. How big was that for you guys?
It was pretty big, you know, just come out here shooting threes, you know, just putting the pressure on them, fast pace. I feel like that really helped us out.
Isaac, another road game, I think Tuesday night. What do y'all need to do to be able to win at Ole Miss?
You know, just lock into their scout. You know, first thing is just go out there and just play hard. You know, from the beginning, no slow starts, no nothing like that. Just go out there and play hard.
Samir, I guess this is the first time we've talked to you since a couple, pretty personally, the tough games on the road last week. I guess what kind of went into you kind of breaking out the slump?
I mean, these last few games, I was getting to my spots each and every game. It wasn't nothing the defense did to take away from me. I just wasn't finishing. So I knew eventually I was going to be finishing. I've been in the gym a lot more. But, I mean, I was getting to my spots each and all those games. I just couldn't make the play, finish the play. So.
Does it just matter sticking with it?
Yeah, it's about sticking with it. Like I said, I don't sit in the games that we've lost, I don't see anything that – or even the games that I played bad, it wasn't nothing the defense did to take away from me. It just was all about me, and that's about me improving and stepping up to the challenge, but also knowing that every player is going to go through a slump at some point. So I just stick with it, try to affect the game other ways, whether that's defending, rebounding, or getting my teammates involved.
Samir, when you have a tough game, does that stay with you, or do you sort of wipe it and try to move on?
No, I move on. I'm right off of it right after the loss. If I have a bad game, I'm right off of it, trying to figure out ways to improve and ways to affect the game.
For both of you guys, college game day is coming. What's that mean to you, especially for this program, how far it's come?
I mean, that's another game, just another basketball game for us.
Bruce said that you're from Philly, so you're going to talk the talk, but at least you step up and back it up. How does that play a role into who you are?
That's just me as a person, I guess. I'm always talking trash, but, I mean, I'm trying to win at the end of the day. So whatever I have to do to win, right, if I have 0 points, 8 rebounds, or whatever the case may be, I'm just trying to do whatever I have to do to win. But I'm going to be talking regardless. Coach tried giving a stop talking when I first got here, but that's just me.
It's characteristic of Philly area.
I mean, you can say that. I grew up in a tough era where everybody's talking throughout the game, so I just grew up playing like that.
Isaac, did he talk trash to you when you first got here?
Yeah, but he was locking me up the first day.
I mean, Samir gave it to me the first day I got here. I knew I had to step my defense up. He was the first person I guard. I just knew, like, walking in the gym, you could tell, like, he's, like, the best player here. So I knew I had to guard him. He gave it to me the first couple of games. So I knew I had to change the way I played. Yeah. You know, he's always talking, like, yo, coming to practice. I'm the best shooter here. Jamal, Devin, they all try to beat him in the shooting competition. Like, they're not even coming close to beating him. So he does back it up.
Samir, does Isaac say anything on the floor?
Nah, but he definitely backs it up every time. Man. He's not someone that, if I was on the opposing team, I would want to guard me. So I just know how effective he is being on his teammate. Like today when we got in the timeout, I just told him, like, hey, man, I just love playing with you. Like, he just got great IQ, great feel for the game, man. I just love playing with Isaac. He just going to always make the right decisions. Rather, if he got, like I said, if he just care about winning, I'm pretty sure everyone know that he's going to make the right play each and every time.